It seems nearly impossible to avoid the fervor over the new Star Wars film that came out yesterday, but instead of looking at the new, we're going to travel back to a long time ago in a place far, far away. The year was 1977, when the first Star Wars film was released, and the place was Hollywood. And that's where our very own St. Louis on the Air host, Don Marsh, interviewed Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and George Lucas. You can see photos of Don interviewing the cast at our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And earlier this week, online producer Kelly Moffitt sat down with Don and asked him about how he came to do those interviews.
I was working for Channel 2 at the time, and I was anchoring the noon news. And it fell to me to, because of the content of that news, it was lighter and more entertainment material. It fell to me to go out there and interview these folks as part of what we were doing at noon. Actually, it was at the invitation of the company. They were bringing people from all over the country out to interview the stars and generate the kind of promotion that they don't need today.
Was that pretty typical at the time in terms of just, you know, flying reporters out there?
Actually, it was becoming typical because typically prior to that, movie companies were sending their stars out and going across the country, spending a lot of money, visiting television stations. It was very tiring for the stars. It was exhausting for them, as a matter of fact. It was, you know, one day here and the next day there and doing noontime television newscasts, evening newscasts. So they thought that they could save a lot of money and a lot of wear and tear on the stars by having the television people come to them, which the television people love to do. I mean, you go from St. Louis to Hollywood, that's not a bad gig, right?
No, not at all.
I loved it. I loved it, yeah. So they had them all available in a studio, and you just go from one to the other. So they get all these interviews out of the way in a day or two as opposed to extending it over a period of weeks.
Do you remember much from the interviews? What was the vibe like?
Well, you know, it hadn't happened yet. The movie, we were among the first people to see the movie, those of us who went out there. So we were very excited about it. I don't remember specifics of the interviews other than the fact that everybody was very young and excited about what they felt was happening and the fact that, you know, Mark Hamill, I don't think he'd ever done anything before. And here he was on the verge of what apparently was going to be a very successful and publicly accepted production. So there was that excitement. Carrie Fisher, also very excited. I mean, you know, it was a big, big moment for her. And it was at a time for her, too, when all the publicity she had gotten prior to this was Mom's, Debbie Reynolds' divorce from Eddie Fisher and Eddie Fisher taking up with Elizabeth Taylor. So I'm guessing we talked about that. But maybe not. I frankly don't remember.
It's funny because I was looking and each of them only had one film on their resume before. Harrison Ford had been in American Graffiti, which was George Lucas. But other than that, it was just small bit parts.
Yeah. And look at him now. I mean, obviously, this picture catapulted him like a rocket ship, right? Yeah, we use that. Like a rocket ship into stardom. I mean, the Indiana Jones things that came after that. And there have been so many hits. But if you look at the picture, look how young he looks. Look how young Mark Hamill looks. When I dug out those pictures because I remembered I had them tucked away someplace, I pulled them out and then I Googled Mark Hamill to take a look at what he looks like now. He's different. But of course, aren't we all?
What period of your journalistic career were you in, and was it weird to be interviewing, you know, celebrities, or was it, you know, normal people at that point?
Well, I could go on too long about this. The first celebrities I ever interviewed were Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. It did not go well. These guys were never happy to talk to reporters. And that really bothered me for a long time about talking to celebrities. I thought they were all going to be jerks like these two guys were. And that certainly has turned out not to be the case, although I've interviewed many who really were not fun to talk to. So, you know, I was still kind of getting over that as I was doing these Hollywood junkets. I did them fairly frequently. And I got over it because these people were all great, and most of them are. Some of them are not, but you learn how to handle that.
Do you remember looking back and think, you know, after the movie premiered, people saw it? Even now when you see kind of the hubbub around the new Star Wars film, are you, you know, kind of amazed at what it became? Or
You know, I'm not amazed at what it became because the first one was so good and is so different and the effects were so good. You know, it was really sensational. And I can understand very clearly why people, you know, have waited for the subsequent pictures ever since. I mean, they're fun. I mean, if movies are supposed to be an escape, this is it. I mean, this is really at the epitome of it, I think.
Well, thank you, Don, for just telling us what it used to be like and what it's like now. And may the force be with you.
Well, thank you so much.
That's St. Louis on the Air host Don Marsh talking with online producer Kelly Moffitt. They were talking about Don's interviews in 1977 with the stars of the first Star Wars film, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and George Lucas. You can see photos of Don doing the interviews on our website at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape.